Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Some breaking news this morning. The AP is reporting that South Korea's military is saying that North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile. And now let's turn to impeachment talk. A lot of people like to put a percentage on the chance of impeachment, but we think that's silly. Here's what we can say at this moment. Some extreme action, like launching impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump, is getting likelier by the day. It's not overwhelmingly likely, but the vibe on Capitol Hill is getting worse. Democrats are angry that they are getting stonewalled. Republicans are angry that Democrats do not seem willing to let this go.
Nancy Pelosi has handled the politics of impeachment quite well. She's kept her foot hovering above the brake pedal, cognizant of the risk of immediate acceleration. She's kept her chairman in line, kept her members mostly calm, and her leadership on the same page. She even went to the White House with Chuck Schumer to talk infrastructure, which showed Trump she's not singularly consumed with oversight, but also interested in governing.
But the White House is doing practically everything it can to taunt Pelosi. Most administrations slow walk document production. This White House is flat out saying, no, your oversight is overzealous and we won't participate in it. This is going to force Democrats to file lawsuits to obtain documents, lawsuits that even top Republicans privately concede Pelosi will win. Trump seems to be daring Democrats to take the impeachment road. If you talk to people in his administration, you'll hear that all of this Hill saber rattling is good for them. Impeachment is unpopular, they believe, and will help Trump in 2020.
In some strange way, one person who benefits from this the most is Mitch McConnell, who could tell GOP donors that it's his Senate Republicans who stand in the way of chaos and a potential Democratic takeover of Washington in 2020. Pelosi and Democrats have a lot of options before they get to impeachment. They already held Bill Barr in contempt, a vote which will come to the House floor shortly. They can impeach Barr, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and other officials for being uncooperative. They could exact legislative revenge in the White House, making Trump's government look hapless, using leverage points like the debt limit and funding bills, unless the White House starts coughing up documents.
Either way, the frustration is becoming clear. To wit, the New York Times has a story with this headline, "Facing a Trump stonewall, Democrats struggle for options to compel cooperation." Our colleague Josh Gerstein has a story on how the fast and furious fight between the Obama administration and House oversight has finally come to a close, which could be a preview of things to come.
Andrew DiSiderio has the story on Adam Schiff subpoenaing DOJ for the unredacted Mueller report and counterintelligence info. Alex Eisenstadt scoops that President Trump's outside political machine is setting a $300 million fundraising goal for the 2020 cycle. David Siders reports from L.A. that Joe Biden thinks the Dem field will shrink rapidly next year.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will deliver remarks in the Roosevelt Room at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time on ending surprise medical billing. He'll participate in a photo op with the Boston Red Sox team leadership at 3:30 p.m. in the Oval Office and welcome the Boston Red Sox on the South Lawn at 3:45 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
This is National Small Business Week. Let's celebrate the local businesses and the people behind them that make our hometowns unique. Grow with Google supports small businesses by providing tools they can use to get online and reach new customers. And through digital skills workshops and one-on-one coaching, we bring free training on those tools to businesses in all 50 states. Learn more at grow.google/localbusinesses.